Hello, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the Sub 11 Uncovered series, I'm joined by Darcy Lord, the founder of Make an Offer. Darcy, great to have you here.
Thanks, mate. It's good to be here.
Now, Darcy, before we get into Make an Offer, I want the listeners out there to know a little bit about you and your background within the real estate industry.
Yeah, so I've been a real estate agent practicing in Brisbane now for 20 years, actually on April this year.
All right. Okay, so we are in April. Have you had the little 20-year?
No, they don't give you an award. They don't give you
some. You don't get a pen or something?
No, you don't get a badge.
$50?
No, you don't get that. You just get to say it. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's something. But yeah, 20 years in the same street, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So I started off as a 19-year-old kid looking for a job, got a job, fell into real estate, been in real estate for 20 years in the same street. So
And talk about Brisbane in a 20-year growth period. What have you seen?
Oh, it's cool. You know, when I started in 2004, it was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
2006 was pretty bad, and then all of a sudden it changed something with the interest rates. I think they dropped it. 2008 was the mining boom.
Yep.
Third quarter of 2008 was the GFC. 2 years after the GFC yes. was the floods. A year after the floods was the worst year I reckon I've ever been in real estate in my life.
Is that 12?
12. 2012 yep. was really bad.
Yeah.
13, 14, 15. 14, 15, 16 was when they built the units in Newstead and quote unquote, they're going to oversupply the market. Now it's perfect.
Yeah. Two of them are cranes everywhere. There's still cranes everywhere in Newstead, but yeah.
Look at the city.
I lived in Wyandra, I think it was.
Yes.
And we had this thing called the Pondview Palace, which overlooked towards the gasworks.
Yeah.
And we've got these photos. It's just completely
bare. It was bare.
The actual gas holding tower.
The
Energex building just gone in, but it was like completely bare. And you overlooked this water, this pond, right?
Yep.
And then now you look at it now, you're just wall to wall.
Yeah. And if you haven't been down Newstead lately, because of all the density of the towers, quote unquote, oversupply, it's now completely full and all the little restaurants are thriving.
Yeah, great.
So you walk around, it's coffee, it's food, it's really fun.
And in terms of the area that you focused on in Brisbane, is there, you said the same street?
So I'm working in a company called Place Bulimba, Place One Group and Oxford Street Bulimba. And I've done the southeast pocket fundamentally now for 20 years straight.
Yep.
So if it's Bulimba, 4171, 4170, Bulimba to Norman Park, anything in that swing has done it. But as time goes along, your clients move around. So whether it's Riverfront and Yeronga, which seems to be something I'm doing at the moment, back towards Hawthorne, Bulimba, units, townhomes, houses, mainly houses now. And that's just something that progresses over time as an agent. You want to go and start selling, but probably not the best way to say it, but probably better stock, so to speak, or homes that would be received more. Although units, for the first time in nearly my entire career, are absolutely exploding.
Do you think that's to do with the affordability of interest rates, right? And then also the affordability pool, should I say, about the fact that potentially buying a house is expensive.
Yep.
And therefore, what's one tier now or two tiers?
So I think it's the same concept that if people have a dollar, they'll spend it. And depending on what the dollar buys, it used to buy your house.
Yep.
And now the house is $2.
Yep.
And then people are going, well, I still got to live and I've still got to use my time and I'm still going to spend my money, but I can afford a unit.
Yep.
So what's happened now is unit quality has really risen. There was 90 groups. Actually, it's a shout out to an agent in town. He had 90 groups through a one bedroom unit and one showing.
Well,
I've never seen 90.
You know, that'd be a little bit cramped, I would have thought. 90.
Yeah. They didn't all fit, so the hallway was packed. But it was just a line, and it was just a really big symbol of, hey, it's not slowing down. There's people still needing to work, but they just certain tiers that change. And there's gaps in the market.
I'm interested that bad year, 2012, if, you know, in hindsight, looking back 12 years ago, that if you'd bought pretty much anywhere in Brisbane, what the returns might have been.
Yeah, 2012, I'll tell you a story. There's a house that, shout out to the owner, 9 Cyril Street, Camp Hill. And he said to me, quote unquote, Darcy, I'm not going to buy a 607 meter squared north-south facing post-war home in Camp Hill. He goes, I'm not living there.
Right.
Yeah. No. Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't love it. He bought it for $495. You can't get one. You'll pay $1.65.
Yep.
And that's 12 years. Yeah, it's 12 years.
Yeah.
So it's almost whatever that is.
Yep.
200%. Oh, it's more than that.
Yeah.
I can't do the maths.
But three times, pretty much. Yeah.
Three times. Yeah. So it's like that at the moment. There's different tiers of what people are interested in. Like the luxury market, it's actually more the finished market is really big. Yeah. So if I want a light bright white turnkey home, crazy pave, concrete rendered garden boxes sitting at the front of it, everything's countersunk flooring, that market is a choice market.
Yeah.
They're not really affected by it. There's a big gap in
the construction prices, replacement value, upgrading, renovation prices, you know, through the roof.
Through the roof.
If I can buy
yep.
one.
Yeah, so house, so land at the moment's hard,
yep,
because the cost of construction is high and then the return of risk is high. So to go and get something out of the ground now is expensive and it's hard. So that market's become soft, but the finished market is the commodity, so that's become high. The other thing, I don't know if this is fair and it's around the world, but people are moving into, I call it the mod cons, but three bedrooms with built-in cupboards. I don't want to go and live in something that needs to be painted. It's weatherboard without insulation or whether it's got a tin roof and need to replace it every year. They kind of want it to be done. And I don't know if that's just a reflection of time is poor or money is hard, but it's one of those.
One question I've got before we go on to make an offer is about the COVID change when people are working from home. Are people wanting more of those work from home amenities when they're looking for houses?
I would say the majority still does. We get, so having a decent, so having a study nook in a house, not good. Having an office in a house, brilliant.
Okay.
There is a really large audience and I'm very pro for this at the moment because I just think my productivity levels in silence are fantastic, but working from home is a thing and I think it is a thing that will stay for a long time. It also helps families be more flexible. Yep. Like sometimes they can actually just be there and then the cost of sending a kid to daycare or schooling and stuff like that, more so daycare, but they can just mitigate that as long as there's some space and plan around the home. So that's it's still a big, big thing.
Still a big thing. Now let's go on to make an offer.
Make an offer.
What is make an offer? And so, how did it begin, by the way?
Yeah. So 20 years of selling houses around Brisbane, you'd be surprised, but the same question gets asked every time. And this is literally born out of this consistent conversation. I'll tell you some stories of it. But why can't I make an offer on anything?
Yep.
Yep. Darcy, I've just seen, I'll use some names, but not last names, but a lady called Yvonne. I sat with her at a table and said, Yvonne, do my best. You've missed out for the last year and a half. Do you know the property you would buy and why? And she goes, yeah, Darcy, the address is blah, 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 Paramount Terrace, Seven Hills. And I was like, do you want me to go knock on the door and find out? Mm. And she's like, yep. I had a call from Andrea. Andrea's about to put something on the market with us. Hey, Andrea. Andrea called me up and she goes, Darcy, I've been at this holiday house at Sunshine Beach now for three years in a row. We love this home.
Mm.
Do you think we can own it?
That's a good point, isn't it? Because
yep.
we've done the same house at Kingscliff. With two families and we go, oh, a lovely house. Don't think I can afford it, by the way. But, yep. if you could. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you could, you might try it.
Mm.
The other one is tenants. Tenants is a huge one at the moment.
They rent for 2 years and go, this is great. I just love
it. I am actually that type of person. So I actually reached out to the owner three times saying, hey, mate, I was renting this little unit because I was going through one space to another and I love it. It's got all the little things. I've become accustomed to it. It's my local. It's home. And I just said, hey, I said, mate, would you go? And
people know, the coffee shop knows Darcy's order. Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. You know, so the truth is when you're in the market for a longer period of time, or you've been searching around, you actually get to this space of what we call hyper ready or hyper knowledgeable or ready to buy.
Yep.
Same as like an RTD, ready to drink. But the buyer has a point where it goes from research, search, offering confidence. Usually they miss out on something they really liked or didn't realize that they really liked. And that's that fair buyer to what we now call a must-have process. When a buyer's in that must-have zone, you know what it is that you would buy, where you would buy it. And usually the phone call or the conversation goes, Darcy, I just missed out on X, Y, and Z, but I'd buy that grey house in the street.
Yeah.
Why can't you make an offer on any piece of real estate in Australia? Now you can.
Right. Okay. So makeanoffer.au.
Yep.
You go there and you type in any address you want.
Yep.
And then what happens?
Two things. The first one is you can type in an address, but if you haven't used it, jump on. I would encourage everyone to do this because it's one of the best features. Jump on the platform, makeanoffer.au, and there's a map that loads up in the background. Let the map load up. You'll see searching for properties pop up. Do not touch the filter. Tap the map. What it does is it geographically pinpoints exactly where you're standing. So imagine if you're driving home from school, you drive past your favorite house, your dream house all the time, and you go, man, I love that home. You don't have to know the address anymore. You tap the map. You upload it, tap the map, and it brings up all the property data that's standing around you and the property in front of you. Or if you do know the property where you are, you can actually just search the address.
The actual address, yeah.
Yeah, it brings up, most people know this part, but it would bring up a property card. The property card will have the attributes, the data, and the detail to it.
And that's things like the bedrooms, bathrooms,
floor plans, layout.
Yep.
The data and where it comes from is really interesting as well. Mm-hmm. I won't get too deep into the data sets, but there's some big companies out there, whether it's Pricefinder, CoreLogic.
Yep.
And there's another big one, which is REIP. National Property Data is another one. But the data sets and where they get their data from is really fascinating. The one that we use is nearly what the class is, industry first point data. So if you want to get the most accurate data, respectfully speaking, it comes from the agents that are on the ground. They're the ones on the ground doing all the work. Yeah, going out there, verifying,
yep.
property. So they go out there, you want an appraisal, they go and verify, blah, 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 blah. So when you search the data, it comes up with the housing data. It'll give you beds, bath, car, land, layout, stuff like that. It will give you three options at that. It also gives you the iVal, or some people call it AutoVal, Auto Valuation Model, which is CoreLogic's version, but the other one is called iVal.
Okay.
And it's a range, and it's based on the algorithms. A lot of them are fairly set similar, but what it does is it gives you the bandwidth of where the algorithm suggests that the home sits. They're fairly accurate.
Yep. Comparable sales and a whole lot of different factors.
Exactly. And
Brisbane macro price growth and things.
Yeah, exactly. And also hyper data points. So, you get a sale next door, it will reflect and change that stuff, and it washes through fairly consistently. But you get the bandwidth, and then it basically, because most people want to know, is it possible? And then what we do is it's really simple. Like, do you want to make an offer on the property? You click the button. It asks you three questions. Is there a price that you want to start the ownership of this property for, or start the conversation with? It's not a legally binding offer. It is capturing your intention.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think that's the one part that people, when they
get... It's sort of like an opinion to a degree, like going, I'd pay $2 million for that house. Exactly. Oh, well, that's the starting point of...
It's a starting point of conversation. Yeah. So what we actually do is we capture intention, and then you get to create opportunity from it.
Okay. And then the next step of, like, I'm just thinking... the door knock, what's the step after that then?
Yeah, so it's funny because it comes up a lot, but it is actually a digital door knock in some respect. But the thing is, the market is faster than what agents are. And that's the reason I built this, because I wanted to sell more houses in my core area. And I was talking to so many people, but there's only so many things that I can go and advocate at once. So what we did is we talked to our market space and say, guys, you tell us the property you want and we will go and connect you to it. The reason we do that as well, so let's just say you did make an offer, we partner with fundamentally the top three agents of a suburb. Now, we will work with anyone that's got the right connections to it, but we try to tier it towards the top three. The reason behind that, when you've done the service in a suburb for a longer period than time, the truth is we probably already know the owner and we've probably transacted with them or one of their friends. So if you said to me, hey, Darcy, I want to buy XYZ house, here's my offer, it pings me on the map as the area specialist. He goes, Darcy, Chris wants to go and make an offer on Smith Street.
Yep.
I will then go and acknowledge you to say, and you can change the status. Instead of having to call someone and so forth, you can actually just change the status. And it says, oh, I've received your offer. And it will notify you. I'll then go out. Now, depending on which way you do this, most agents will either have the name in the database system, or we use external database points and systems to go and find it, or we can go very traditional.
So you can actually find who owns it? Yeah.
We can just about find anyone now because of the way data is in Australia.
Yep.
The way that it is registered is very easy for us to do it. The other thing that people don't know is agents do partner into agents. So if someone that the Smith Street owner was sold by my colleague or one of my friends in real estate, I would contact them.
Gotcha.
Hey, you know, there's a guy who wants to make an offer. If you talk to the seller, I've got the buyer.
And I still get the mail. Like, I still get the mail drop. So would there be like a formal mail drop? Hey, someone's made an offer, or is it a bit more digital?
It's more digital. Yeah. Digital, so the problem with, that's actually a funny thing. When they did the digital, the letterbox drop physical one, this is just me. I hate when it's not real. And sometimes that can be the case. So I've only ever done it if the buyer was real. So with making
offer, we've got interested people.
I've got buyers for your house. Yeah. Great. What's the name?
So
what I did with make, and this is a part of the verification point, you have to register as a buyer or user, you have to register as a user. So you can't just go and say, I'll throw it out there. No, we need your name. We need your mobile. And we will be in contact with you if you're making a
job. And what about the qualification of like finance and stuff like that? Is it, you have to do that as well?
Yeah. So like all this stuff is, and this will tie us back down to the end of this, podcast about where to from here, but the vetting of the buyer data and the vetting of the information is really interesting. So right now we vet them through, are you financially approved?
Yep.
Have you made offers in the area? And one of the old school ones is actually, have you driven past the property?
This interesting.
Yeah, most people don't know this. That was actually one of our oldest qualification questions, because you might see a picture, but do you actually, have you driven past it?
Can you hear, is it the suburb, is the noise?
Is it noise, sound, tractors, do you like your neighbours?
Is it a main road, all this stuff,
And the ones that actually indicate yes, and then they say from a scale of 0 to 5, how would you rate your knowledge of the area? Interesting, because if they say, no, I'm not financially approved, I haven't driven past the property, and I don't know much about the area, well, the truth is you'd want to give them a call and say, hey.
A bit low down here.
Help me understand that.
Yeah.
We're going to, whether it's the right way of saying it, we're going to grade. Grade leads eventually, where it's to sit there and say, hey, they've made several offers on the same places. They keep giving us the same information. They have driven out because you can actually, after a while,
some trivia questions like what's the local gin bar? What's the cafe?
Yeah, well, 100%. You could say that would be cool too. Like getting, if I could share this as well, I think like this can go a bit forward. Like where does this all go?
Yeah,
we are so connected into property. We are so super interested in the property. My real request to make an offer is, what do you guys want it to be? Because it's not like this is a massive corporate run entity where it's only based in getting advertising spaces and stuff like that. Like this is built literally like to go and get you what you want. If you want suburb data, you want businesses to advocate, restaurants and so forth. So we'll do that. You know, if you were turned around and you said, hey, I want to go and know about catchment zones, which is pretty easy data now, like you can get it just about anywhere.
Yep.
My biggest thing is I want to know who's interested, like the Hawaiians do with the flower in the ear. So much as a buyer is making an offer on a house, eventually an owner turns around and you say, hey, that's my house. And we get tons of owners. Actually, it's probably more owners at the moment than it is buyers.
That's interesting. That's where the market's, you know, you've built this platform and you're like, well, let's see where it goes.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, actually, I'm an owner. I want to see what my house is worth. Plus, that's an old photo or whatever. Yeah.
Or
I might consider it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm open to receiving an offer.
Yep.
And I think that's a really big thing too, because there's two pain points. One of them is most buyers know what they would buy if they could.
Yep.
So you can now make an offer on anything. And the second part of it is most owners would consider a sale if they knew someone was there.
Yes.
My mum said this to me. She bought this house.
Like she go, I'm not for sale, but if someone's interested, I'll have that conversation.
Literally had the conversation yesterday with a guy in Cooperoo. He's got 1,075 meters, a cracking street. Hopefully it'll come up soon. But he just goes, Darcy, I don't want to go through the complete public display, but I would take an offer.
Speaking of that public display, there was a Bluey episode called The Sign, which the kids said the sign is the catalyst for the house to be sold. If there's no sign, the house is not for sale.
Yep.
Interesting about make an offer.
Yep.
There's a for sale sign out there that's not a for sale sign, you know, on that instance.
Yeah, so that was the idea. So I literally, can't wait to talk to dev teams about this. So I said this to a guy today. When you claim the ownership of your home and you're open to an offer, why don't we just change the color of the pin on the map? Mm. So Hawaiians do it. They put the flower in the left ear, which is I'm taken, no thanks. Yeah. And then at the right ear is I'm open.
Yeah.
So why can't we change the pin? So you get like 500 pins at once and then one of them goes green, which means the owner's claimed it and then the owner is open to receiving intent. Why would you not sit there and go and say, oh, that's interesting. That person's actually interested in doing it.
And I like that place.
I like that area.
And I'm not, you know, I'm qualified and whatnot, but yep. It's not for sale, but it could be.
But it could be. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's where I think we're going to start heading to this, where it's going to give complete, whether it does give ultimate transparency to the market or whether it gives a fairly decent amount of transparency to the market, that's where I think it's starting to head.
Mm.
And the other thing is, even though we are really good as agents doing the process, when you deal with decent agents, they're worth their weight in gold and the rest of them aren't. But it's eventually going to go to this space where buyers will make offers on things faster than what most people can keep up with. But if we start dealing with more qualified interest, hey, it's funny you mentioned that house, this particular guy is considering going and doing it, you will start speeding up the transaction process. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where it starts
the getting... shrinks. Yep. Well, sorry, yeah, the process shrinks, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the process shrinks right down. So it won't stop the traditional, and it's not designed to.
No.
It's really to deal with, and you know, I get this conversation with parents all the bloody time. But you know, I've got to go and present my house, get my kids out of the house, get 3-4 weeks of open homes and stuff like that. It's worth it. It really is if you want to push for ultimate premium. Some people would forego a little bit of that for the consistency of just, okay, let's get the deal done.
Yep.
So it deals in the before the on the market space, not the on the market space. If you're on the market, you're probably on one of the portals, domain REA and stuff like that. Love the Bluey reference.
I was going to say, before we talk about the future of Make an Offer, the seems like you and a few agents had a bit of fun with Bluey. How did that all come about?
That's cool. So thank you, Domain. And thank you, Bluey. I've got to admit, these guys, if there's one thing I've had with 20 years is the Domain people are so progressive and so interested. They're the ones to me that are connected to the people. But what happens, they reached out and said, hey, Darcy, because we've hung out for 20 odd years.
Did you get, in my previous finance language, it was called wall crossed, which means you get information that you're not allowed to talk about. Did you get wall crossed about a Bluey episode?
No.
Bluey's house is for sale. We're going to do this footage.
No. They did a little bit of that. The only thing they wall crossed was who was the actual agent. So the dog, Bucky Dunstan,
is
Rove McManus.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that was the only thing I got. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Okay. But no, the rest of it was, hey, this is happening and the house is coming up and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But they reached out and said, Darcy, you're a bit of fun and you have been over the years. Would you do a film for us? And I'm like, I'll do a film as long as you don't defame me. Because you never know what these guys are going to ask you.
Yep.
And then they turned around and they said, oh, no, it's for Bluey. And I'm like, the kids show? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, abso-bloody-lutely.
Yep.
Like, that is a gift. Oh, yeah, I was... Sanj will hate me, my partner will hate me for saying this, but like that video for fun, it had 210,000 views in 4 days. Like it was really fun, but it's so home connected.
It is. And Bluey is, you know.
Bluey is awesome.
Yeah, yep. And so when you said 11's the magic number.
Yeah, I actually have a letter in my bag at the moment. Now I'm using a real one, not the make offer one. And I'm going to drop that house as soon as I leave out of here. 11 is the magic number.
And and you'll be known for that quote now, probably.
It's funny, actually. Yeah, it's cool. I can't. I think I get a real buzz out of it. But there's a few comments that were made, and a few of them. I get the 11 to the magic number from agents.
Yep.
I've actually had there was an agent that reached out from the Wit Sundays.
Yeah.
He was so invested in it. His family must be Bluey nuts. But he reached.
They
out.
Did a listing on Domain, and Bucky was had a phone number.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that went through to. Did you call it?
No, I didn't.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Call it, and it actually goes to a voicemail.
Yeah.
Which Bucky or Rove set is like, hey, it's Bucky Dunstan.
People ring and go, hello, you're like, hi.
I think I called it 8 times. I was hoping that he was going to check it, but they reckon that the hotline, that I don't know how they're tracking it or what it is, but it has been going bananas. Right,
that the episodes that they keep delivering, like, you know, like my favorite was the Takeaway, the series one, and then it was Cricket.
Yep.
And then now the Sleepy Time is another one my wife loves, and then now like this sign, you're going, oh, just another level.
The quality of the writing and the Easter eggs in every episode, I'm just like, man, these guys are really tying. This is good writing.
Yep.
And it's I don't know if it probably transcends past Brisbane necessarily for me, but the quality of human story that is in it.
Yep.
And it's just the fact that it just keeps repeating and it keeps going on, and they're actually pretty human. Human scenarios.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's
very relatable to parents.
Very relatable. Yeah.
Now, the future of Make an Offer, we sit here in 12 months' time and we re-interview and say, mate, how's it been going the last 12 months? What would you like the business to achieve?
Oh, I'd love it to get... There's probably three big things for me. The first one is we hit the milestone. Like, you never know what you don't know when you build these things. And, man, anyone that's going out there building it, I commend to you because it is bloody hard to do it. But 4 years later, it works. There's offers being pending everywhere at the moment. The biggest thing now is how fast and hard can we push it? Personally, I'd love to get it onto a basis where we have like a strategic partnership, where someone that actually has the ability, because I'm building this with a dev team and a small marketing team at the moment, and you're getting this feedback. Like this one lady who just turned and she goes, Darcy, this is the best thing I've ever seen. It's a pain in the ass buying a house at the moment. Can I have more? And we've got all these ideas, but we need to build them. So I would love... in a year's time for it to be kind of a recognized point that if you're going to go and try and buy something off market, that's where you go first. Oh, yeah, you can make an offer off market.
And then maybe some money to test these things and test, and people go, actually, I really like this feature or I don't, you know?
Yeah.
So test on, test off.
Yeah, we got a little video coming out asking everyone to say, if you want something on this, tell us and we will consider we'll build the best ideas because I'd rather, it's a bit like the whole Bluey thing. Tell us what you want. You know, let's make it because it's yours, and it's even though we started, it's actually designed for
homeowners. Might upload new photos.
That. So we've got all your updates. So you can take control of your pricing, your updating your data, your intent to receiving intentions, offers off market, stuff like that. The second one, like strategic partnership, for me looks like if we could find someone that said, "Hey, I understand the concept behind this." The lateral selling is the part that I think businesses would be interested in, because once you understand that someone's on the journey of offering or intending to update data and selling, what about the other things? Is there an insurance? Is there advertising? Is there financing leads and stuff like that? Because it's really just people on the journey. So what we're doing
moving
is
house as well.
Moving house is massive, you know, and like
it's not a great experience broadly speaking for some people.
I'd love to go on people to go and say, hey, I like, it would be really cool whether it's a billboard or whatever it comes to be, but people express that. But in a year's time, if it was one of those household conversations that, man, I'm interested in that home, I'd like to make them an offer, and that's the platform that they go to, that's how I know that it'd be really cool.
And do you think have you done one yet or about to, you know, you think there'll be a transaction that happens on the platform soon?
I've already had three.
Three, okay.
Yeah, amazing. So I've had three. There's actually, I think the real number this morning is 87,000.
11's the magic number.
11's always the magic number. So we'll go 11 million. No. Now, it was 87,000 property searches, plus property searches, with 254 offers made already. Yep. And right. And three of them have come together, and I've listed two houses out of it. The problem and the key to it is actually a little bit to do with education. Like, I didn't realize that when you go and build something that works, no one knows.
Mm.
So like this podcast and anything that we can do, it's actually about education. So it's kind of like, hey guys, if you're a legendarily good agent out there at the moment, sign up. It's free.
Yep.
And what happens is we'll start feeding the leads to you guys. And all I want to know is that you called the buyer.
Yes. Yep.
That's literally all we're after. So we're building that into the space.
Yeah, to actually potentially execute what the whole platform was built for.
People, I had a guy call me. He made this cool offer on a house in Carindale. God, he was really accurate. I said, why'd you make it? Some people make lots of offers and some people make one offer.
Mm.
And the one offer ones are really interesting because I called him and said, why did you make an offer on that house? And he goes, Darcy, I missed out on an auction about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And that's the one I regret.
Yeah.
And that's a deal. So if you get and you call us and the seller wasn't
because they've done the maybe they did the million pests, they've done the
well then they know the property, they know the asset. The truth is the really good buyers know what they want.
Yes.
We just want to connect them to it. We will move into this is for the big players out there, the developing players, but we are trying to move into multiple offer sections now. This is why I probably would want a strategic partnership, whether it's financial or whether it's someone in the dev space or both.
Yep.
Both, sorry. Because why can't we go and say I want that building, that building, that building?
Yes. Yeah.
And especially in what the high-rise market's doing at the moment, where it's like, well, the other thing that's not recorded really well, is age of property data. Like, what was the year of that property built? So, like the towers. Like, what if I was to look at these ones across here, 2022, 2023.
In Brisbane, by the way.
Oh, we're in Brisbane, sorry. Yep. Down here, these are the 1981s down at McDonald Street. So you kind of want to go and say, because age changes a whole bunch of things. But mainly from a development point of view, if the house, like in housing, if the house is built before a certain area, you can't knock it down. If it's built after a certain area, you can knock it
education,
down.
Education, yeah.
But why can't I buy five of them in a row that are post-wars, or buy the ones that say it's just basically what do you want to buy? Great, select it all and let's just try and connect the dots.
Excellent, mate. Well, congratulations on building Make an Offer.
Thank you.
And the three transactions that have happened so far. And mate, looking forward to catching up again in the not too distant future with some new features and some new. Some product development and obviously maybe some partnerships.
Mate, partnerships, product development, and I'm going to get that bloody bluey house.
Excellent. Thanks, Darcy.
Thanks, mate.